Shama, from Sweden's friend, this year should be a special schus for Marim Rosh Yichiu. Inishmas Marzest of Vas Rishon, 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 And Moshe Devesh Nari Sol Moshe Mordechai and Schus Dinav Shei Rav Chaim Shrek Shlita V'chol B'nei Beiso V'chol Tzech Alonsov. And it's based on the Torah of Moreno Agoyin Rebbe Ramban Ginochovsky Zatzal. It says in the Torah, Miyayin B'shecho Yazir V'chol Mitziayin V'chol Mitzshecho Lo Yishte. So we learn about a nazir, that it's usher for a nazir to drink wine, this week's parashah. So that brings us to an interesting question of a case of a gazlan who steals an object, and the one from whom it is stolen can get the object back by giving the gazlan wine, and the gazlan will get drunk. Problem is, the gazlan is a nazir, and he is not allowed to drink wine. Is it mutter to be machshil the gazlan in the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin for a Nazir in order to save his money? L'cha'ora, it's Asir to do this. L'fnei'ver lo sitein michshol, and he's machshil the gazlan, the Isser Yayin the Nazir. But if that's true, the question is how you're allowed to hit a gazlan. If you hit a gazlan, you're allowed to hit a gazlan. If you hit the gazlan, he can hit you back. And if you're over on l'fnei'ver, where's the Lifi? Lif neighbor is going to hit you back. It's an Isser Daraisa to hit another person, Lo Yosef. And if you're going to say there that it's not Lif Neiver, because he doesn't want to be the Gazlan to strike him in return, the Gazlan is doing it Adaita Denavshe, doesn't matter. We see the Gemara in Moikot and Daf Yitzayin Abad Aleph. The person strikes his older son, his adult son, he's over on the Fnaver, because the son's going to hit back. And you're going to say, oh, the father doesn't want him to hit back. It doesn't matter. It's still the Fnaver. So you see that even if you don't want it to happen, it's still considered the Fnaver. So now you're allowed to hit the gazlan. It's the Fnaver. You want to tell me, all right, don't give him the wine, because it's the Fnaver, the Seder. You don't hit the gazlan either, it's the neighbor, and you're allowed to hit the gazlan. So what's the shot? What's going on over here? Maybe it's not the neighbor for the following reason. It's well known that there's a machlokes between the Bilke Yosef and the Abnei Nezer. In an instance where a person who is about to drink, he's about to eat chelev, and if you give him a nevela, he won't eat the chelev, he will eat the nevela. So chelev is forbidden fats, and nevela is an animal that wasn't properly shechted. So is it permitted to give him the nevela to prevent the achilas chelev? Why would you? What would you get benefit? What would you gain? The answer is that a nevela is only an iser lav. And chelev is krisus. So you shouldn't be machshish, so in order to save him from an iser krisus, you give him the iser lav. So the Birke Yosef Choshen Mishpat Simen Teso is Gimel holds that it's aser, because you're machshil him biyadayim with this nevela. Mashen kein das Avnei Nezer biyoredeya b'simen kuf chavov. It's mutter. It's not considered michshol because you're saving him from the iser kares. The Birke Yosef says you're not allowed to cause him to do an aver, you're not allowed to give an nevela. The Avnei Nezer says, what aveira? You're saving him from doing a bigger aveira. So you're allowed to give it to him. So, the das ha'avnei nezer, that it's mutter, banuela mechkel. And now we have the following question. Which iser is more chamer? The iser of gazel or the iser of nazir? In other words, if you this guy is over on gazel, do you let him just keep the gazel? Is that more chamer? Or is the iser of is that less chamor than nazirus? Never let him just keep it. Or no, give him to drink. That's less chamor, and you'll save the gzela. So what's more chamor, iser gezer or iser nazir? An afkamina. Let's say you see two people. One of them is about to steal, and the other one is about to drink wine. And nazir is about to drink wine. which one, what do? You can only stop one of them. Do you stop the gzeila or do you stop the nazirus? Because we're dealing here with two asurim. You can only stop one of them. Which one is worse? Which one is more severe? Which one is the bigger aveira? If we say that gezel is more chamur, then in our case, it's no lifneiver according to the Avinezer. Give him to drink. Give him to drink some of the wine. And get your gzela back, and you'll save him from the gzela by giving him the wine. However, yesh ladun, which iser is more chamur? Gezel or nazir? B'chayra, nazir is more chamur, because nazir is benan lamakom. And we see in the Ramban, at the end of Perek Eilu Metzias, of Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that Ben Adam L'Chaveroi is kal, because it's nitan l'mechila. Ben Adam L'Chavero is less stringent because it is nitan l'mechila, can be forgiven. With Ben Adam L'Makom, is not mechila, meaning you have to tshuva. But Ben Adam L'Chavero L'Chadchila, you can just be mechil, or afterwards you can be mechil. And without tshuva. So Benam Lachavero is more kal than Anam Makom because it's Nitan Mechila. So Memela Nezirus, which is Menam Lamakom, is more chamor. So you're not allowed to be Machshel in Nezirus. You're not allowed to give him wine. Because it's better to be Mafreshim from the Yisr of Nazir, not from the Yisr of Geza. However, we can be Daiche, that there's no Hochacha. And Nazirus is more chamur. Because the svar of the Ramban is not because Ben Adam L'Chavero has mechila, but because he's chayev to be moichel Ben Adam L'Chavero in order that another person should be mekayim a mitzvah. In Memeila, it's nimcha. For example, Hashavas Aveda. Dafka b'kogon Hashavas Aveda. Chayev ha'baylam limchol avedasai kidei sha'amoytze lo yafsid mitzvasai. Because the Gemara there is talking about a case when aveda and a beis hakvaris, and the Kohen is not supposed to go into the beis hakvaris. Why? Because the person whose aveda, to whom the aveda belongs, should be moichel on his Mammon, in order that the Kohen should be Mekayim his mitzvah, he shouldn't become Tameh. So it's dafka in that case that the Ramban said that the Ben Adam HaMakom of Tumas Kohanim is more Chamer than Ben Adam HaChavero of Hashavas Aveda, because you could be Mochel on Hashavas Aveda. That's because in that instance you're Chayv to be Mochel on your Hashavas Aveda. We tell the guy, be Mochel on your Mammon so that the Kohen doesn't become Tameh. But when Yim Gazlan, but by a gazlan, you don't have to be moichel the gazlan and allow him to steal from you. So you can't say that the kula of Isa b'mechila. You wanted to say, oh, Ben Adam L'Chavero is more kal because Isa b'mechila, because it's mechila. No, there's only mechila in that case where you're chayv to be moichel when it comes to your aved and the beis hakvaris. But by a gazlan, you're not chayv to be moichel. So who says that the Ben Adam L'Makom is more chamer than Ben Adam L'Chavero? So maybe gezel is more chamor, and give the guy a drink. If you give the guy a drink, then he'll return. You'll get your gezel back, and he'll be doing a lesser iser. I have somewhere in my brain cells that there's a rosh somewhere who says that Ben Adam L'Chavero is more chamor. Ben Adam L'Makom is only an affront to Hashem kiviyachol. Ben Adam L'Chavero is an affront to Hashem and to another person. So it's worse. So if you hold that the Ben Adam L'Chavero is worse, so Memela, given the wine, he'll only be over in the Ben Adam L'Makom, and he won't be over in the Ben Adam L'Chavero. You see, it's also hard to get Mechila for Ben Adam L'Chavero. I'm gonna mechila and chamer. I need to get mechila both from the person and from Hashem. Ben amla chamer, I need to get mechila from Hashem. So you have a certain chomer ben amla chaver or ben amla makom. So if that's true, then give him the naziris wine to drink, give the nazir wine to drink, and let him be over on the ben amla makom, and you'll save him the ben amla chaver of Gezel. In the tshuvas, in Sairis Hatshuva, he says that there's a case where there was a gazlan, who are, I don't know if it's, you know, it's Sairis Batshuva. I don't know what that is. Sairis Hatshuva, I don't know. Tshuva says, sorry, it's bad tshuva. And chelik dalet shir ma'on the parashas vayikra. It's a sefer sorry's tshuva. It's a sefer sorry's tshuva, Rav Shimon Sofer, with it. Talmud not be Yehuda. He did not be Yehuda. A kopanim, here Rav Ram quotes from the sorry's bad tshuva. There was a gazlan who was mekabel his oiris tshuva, and he wants to be machzir the gzeila on Shabbos. Problem is that the stolen object is muksa, and after Shabbos he's not going to give it back. So he writes that if you can't, he's not going to give it back afterwards. It's mutter on Shabbos, like with diyas hapas, like if you have bread in the oven, and you can remove it, scrape it off the sides, which is an issur derabanan. That's permitted in order to save him from the issur skila of afia b'Shabbos. So here also, you're allowed to do the Yisra Rabbanon of returning the Muksa object on Shabbos in order to save him from the Mor Chamra Aveira of having Gezel on his hand. Now, what about the Ramban? We have the Ramban, that the person who has money should be Moichel on his money to prevent the Surim. So why don't we say to the Nigzel, be moichel on your mammon, in order that this person not be over the Yisr of Muksa. So maybe that's the way the Ramban would hold. I don't know. We have to ask the Ramban next time we see him. Unless we say no. That in that case, we're talking about, if someone stole an object, you don't have to be mochel on when someone steals from you. When did the Ramban say you should be mochel if it's an aveda? There you should be mochel on your mom, so he doesn't have to go to the Beis HaKvaris. But if someone steals from you and there's muks involved, who says you have to be mochel on your mom? He stole from you, he owes you money, he owes it to you. So maybe you don't have to be mochel. And he should return it to you even on Shabbos if it's muks, and he's not going to be able to return it afterwards. So maybe also Gezel again. So it's not a cool on in Gezel. So maybe Gezel's taka more chomer than Zirus, and you should give him the wine in order to save him from that. And you don't have to be mochel in your mammon. It's your money. He stole it from you. However, if he already stole, well, we can argue that we're not matir, and it's, what are we matir to say from the afia? We're only matir to say from the afia an issu derabonan, a v'diyas hapas. We're not matir an issu daraisa. Don't bring me a raya from v'diyas hapas. They were matir an issu derabonan to say from the afia. We're not necessarily, we're not matir an issu daraisa. They were dealing with such a chamer thing like skila, like a chilul Shabbos. Still, we're only matir to Rabban, it's not the Raisa here also. Who says we're matir to Daraisa to save from Gzela, giving a nazir to drink? It's an issu Daraisa. Because in the case where he already stole, That's parallel to the case where he already put the food in the oven. So once he already did the maisa, we're not matir, and we don't allow an isur daraisa in order to prevent the isur from being transgressed. Because once he already put the food in the oven, the bread, the dough in the oven, so he already did the maisa, and you're only allowing isur rabbanan to save him, not a daraisa. So you're also, if you already stole, to save him vayter from that he should give it back. Give him wine. He says, you're allowed to be over in Issa Daraisa. So that's talking about where he was already over. But what about to stop him in the first place? Stop him in the first place, maybe you're allowed to be over in Issa Daraisa. Stop him from a more chamer Issa. So if you see he's about to steal, maybe you give him the wine and then that'll prevent him from stealing. So this is a very interesting food for thought. And move on to Pirkos Kehanim, Daber al-Bnei Yisrael, Daber al-Rabban of the Morkos Sebarcho as B'nei Yisrael and Mor Lahem. It says in the Pasuk that the Kohanim are commanded to bless the Jewish people. Mishavur writes, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Yiv Kot Nyit Beis, even psulim derabanan, einam tzrichem latzis lachutz. Shekshachazim korei kohanim ein kavanosu ala psulim. Anybody who's pasul for birkas kohanim, like let's say he's a chalal or he's married to a kohusha, wherever we pasul from birkas kohanim, he doesn't have to go out because he's when you call out kohanim, they don't intend him. And even if they tell him forced to go up, or they're only psulim in the shul, he doesn't have to go up, and there's no Isra say, because the Chacham didn't allow them to go up. So even if it's only Psul de Rabbanan, the Chacham said not to go up, so they don't. The rabbis have the right to say not to do the mitzvah daraisa. Nevertheless, if there are no other Kohanim in Shul, only these Psulim mit de Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses in the Gilyon, Semekuf Chavches, the Magen Avraham, Tzivkot and Dalit. They should leave before they call out Kohanim. It's min haTorah they're mischayev. Why should they stand there lechatchila? And be over. In other words, they're in shul. And the guy's going to call out, the person's going to call out Kohanim. So why should they stand in shul and not go up? You're right, nechinami. They're not, the chacham told them not to go up. But better not to get involved in the whole question and just leave shul, go out, walk outside. So if there are other kohanim in shul, then some of they should stay in order to get the bracha. But if they're kohanim and there are no other kohanim in shul, they're not missing out on anything, they're not going to go up anyway. So the only thing is if they're no Kohanim in Shul, why are they calling out a Kohanim? No Kohanim there. So the Chazan says, okay, I was saying, so maybe that's what Rabbi Kivager is talking about. They call out Kohanim. So if they're going to call out Kohanim, they should walk out of shul. And this way, they're not going to be not going to have the problem at all. And this is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. However, it's not so pashut. Because min haTorah, one is not obligated to be monea oines, the mitzvah says say. Because let's say a person's walking with tzitzis on Shabbos and one of the strings gets ripped, he doesn't have to take off his garment. Ayiz oines, just take off the garment and be putter. The answer is you're not obligated to do so. It's okay to remain an oines. So here also, let him remain an onus. What does he have to make himself part of the gamre and walk out? And the fact that he's honest is enough. In the Chalkos Yoyov, in Eben Ezer, in Siman Lamed Hey, just to backtrack a second, it could be that if there, even if he's going to miss out on the bracha from the Kohanim, because he's not standing in shul, but still maybe it's better for him to go out, in order that he should not be in a case where he's honest. But again, we see that when one is honest, when one is pater, he's not obligated to make himself. When one is honest, he's not obligated to make himself completely pater. And that's why you're allowed to continue wearing the garment on Shabbos, even though the tzitzis got cut off. Kapana, back to the Chalkos Yoyov. The Chalkos Yoyov and Eben Ezra, Siman Lamed Hey, discusses a similar case. If we say Mamanav Shachbid Rabban, for example, you have a Ben Chalutza, that Min HaTorah, Ben Chalutza, is a Kohen Me'alya. He's a proper Kohen, and he's not allowed to marry a Gerusha. Is he allowed to take a Chalutza, who is Asura LaKohen, Midi Rabbanan? That even though Min HaTorah, he's a good Kohen, but Min HaTorah, there's no Isra LaKohen, but Chalutza. And if you're going to say that Midi Rabbanan, a Kohen is Asur V'Chalutza, Acharei Midi Rabbanan, in a Kohen. Because the Ben Chalutza is Chal Mekunum de Rabbanan, Shechachamer Masru La'aviv La'kachas Chalutza. And he brings five rayas that we say the Maman of Shach, and 11 rayas that we don't say the Maman of Shach. So again, you say Maman of Shach. What's the Maman of Shach? Mitzad the Dairaisa. He's a good Kohen. This Ben Chalutza. So on a Daraisa level, he's a good Kohen, and a Kohen's allowed to marry a Chalutza. Just on a Derabanan level, a Kohen is Aser b'Chalutza, but with the Rabbanan, he's not a Kohen. His Kohuna was Mischala. So maybe out to the Maman of Shach, he's allowed to take a Chalutza. So if we do say the Chalutza, that's Maman of Shach, that a Derabanan comes and is Mafkia Derabanan. In other words, Derabanan, a Kohen's not allowed to take a Chalutza. But Derabanan, he's not a Kohen. So the Derabanan is mafkia the Yisra Derabanan. The Derabanan that he's not a Kohen is mafkia the Yisra Derabanan of this Kohen, the Daraisa, taking a Chalutza. So if we say that, so we can say Benito Nidan also. Why does he have to leave Shul? What's the Yisra of being Mevatel and Asay? The Yisra of being Mevatel and Asay is only Yisra Derabanan. And with Rabbanan, he's puzzled in the Sius Kapayim. So that the Rabbanan of being Aser ben Sius Kapayim is Mafkir the Rabbanan of the Iser Bittel Asein. He can just stay in Shul. Very interesting. In the Sefer Arugas HaBoisim and Arachayim, in Simon Beis, he discusses Shmini Shel Sukkis. Shemitzvah Sukkah Yirak Midrabonon on the eighth day of Sukkot. The mitzvah of Sukkah is only Derabonon. And he has a Sukkas Nisorim, a Sukkah of beams that are Papsula Midrabonon, Vikshera Rak Minatoyra. Does he have to sit in a Sukkah in such an instance? Does he sit in a Pasul Derabonon Sukkah on a Derabonon day? We see in the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, if you're Dalid, that you're now allowed to be Mesakech with beams that are four tefachim wide, so you don't come to sit under your roof. Looks like your roof. So, Memela, it's also the Rabbanon to sit in such a Sukkah, but it's only the Rabbanon. So then the Shaila is, let's say it's the eighth day. should you sit in this sukkah? Bishlema, when you're chayiv in the mitzvah midoraisa, if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah in such a way that you yotzei derabanan, at least do it deraisa dik. The other days, you're not allowed to sit in such a sukkah. But derabanan, but if that's all you have, then at least do it. At least be mekayim the deraisa, even if you're not doing it al pi lechachamim. At least be mekayim the deraisa. But here, sai v'sai is only chayiv derabanan. So maybe that derabanan, that derabanan, I'm not sitting in a sukkah shel nesarim, is mafkia this mitzvah derabanan of sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day. And the Arugas Habaisim says Bemisli is not chayiv. So what in benidon didan? We can say the same thing. The bittul essay is only derabanan. That bittul essay is only derabanan, and this person is possible from going up with derabanan. So therefore, the psul that he can't go up with derabanan is mafkia the yisur essay derabanan. Just like here, the psul of Nesarim Derabbanan is mafkia the mitzvah Derabbanan to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. Maybe there's a difference between kiyum mitzvah and isurim. Maybe here we're dealing with an isser. Staying in shul, being mevatel the essay is an isser. Maybe it's psul derabanan, isn't mafkia the isser, only here we're dealing with a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. There, the psul derabanan is mafkia the mitzvah. Maybe that's a difference. So you can't judge from one to the other. We have a lot more to talk about, so please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.